Okay, one of the questions that I've been asked several times by guys who are dating, apparently one of the great challenges when you are dating is to come up with kosher things to do that are enjoyable and that are relaxed, and one of the more popular places to go apparently is what's called escape the room. And escape the room involves going into a room that you are locked into, and you can only get out when you figure out a series of puzzles. And I guess it's a test of the ingenuity of the people that are involved, but you're locked in a room together. So the shaila is this a violation of an isra yichud? Now, there are cameras in the room, and there are people watching you from the outside the entire time as you're trying to do escape the room, but you are alone in a room. And I think the record, you know, it depends on, there are a lot of escape the rooms, but typically they're meant to last an hour and be challenging to get out in an hour. So you're in the room for a long period of time. And when we did it, my wife got out in like 6 minutes and broke some sort of record and whatever. There were koreo mishtachavet to her, but I didn't even do anything. But that fact aside, so the shaila is this an isra of yichud? So the and this is very nogea, not only for the for escape the room, but a lot of times people working late in an office, and there are now every place there are cameras everywhere. So a workplace will have cameras all over the place. So can you work late in an office when normally it might be an isra yichud? But just the fact that there are cameras present may make it may mitigate the problem a little bit. So there is an isra. The Gemara Masech at the end of Masech Kedushin, the Mishnah at the end of Masech Kedushin tells us about the isra of yichud, and the Gemara tells us remez liichud min haTorah minayin. How do I know that there is an isra of yichud min haTorah? And the Gemara quotes an unusual drasha: ki yisischa chicha ben imecha v'chi ben ein meisis ben av eino meisis. Why would it dafka say ben imecha? It's to tell me that a ben could be misyachid imimo, but you can't be miyachid. You can't have yichud with any of the other arayos in the Torah. So there is an isra yichud min haTorah. The Gemara Navot Zara Davlam Vavam Beis tells us that yes, yichud arayos is min haTorah. Yichud with a single girl was David Ubezdina was gozer with yichud of the single girl, and the Bezdin of Shammai and Hillel were gozer on yichud with a non-Jewish woman. But certainly the core isra of yichud with arayos is min haTorah. So what are the heterim, the classic heterim for yichud? So there are a few well-known heterim. First of all, numbers of people. That if you have a certain amount of people, you've gone beyond the point of yichud. Yichud means that you're alone with somebody. So if there are at least two guys or at least three women, the numbers may change at night or whatever, but or on the road, but if in a typical situation, at least two guys or at least three women, then it's simply not called a yichud situation. You're simply not alone with the person. Another heter, the Gemara tells us in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, is baila be'ir, if the husband is in town. Now that's not going to help when you're dating, it better not, when on the escape the room situation. And another heter is Pesach Pasuach l'Rosh HaSaradim, that the door is open to Rosh HaSaradim. Pizchi Tshuva even holds that if the door is closed but not locked, Pizchi Tshuva says rather that's Aser, but a Radvaz, based on a Rashba, says that it's Mutter. Pizchi Tshuva thinks the Rashba never said it. So there's some discussion about a closed but unlocked door. If there are fewer than three people outside, Pizchi Tshuva says, then it's not called Pasuach L'Rosh HaSaradim. Rosh HaSaradim is defined the same way as it is, not in Hilchas Shabbos, but the same way as it is in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. So you would need the presence of at least three people. What about an open window? So Rav Moshe is makel if you can tell through the window what's going on inside the house. If you can get a sense of what's happening by looking through the window, Rav Moshe thinks that an open window would be sufficient in that circumstance. So what are the possible... there is a fundamental machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if you have a situation where right now you're not the yichud, but it would be so easy to slip away and get into a yichud situation. For example, Rav Moshe talks about a person who's driving in a car on a highway, a busy highway. Rav Moshe's machmir, he thinks that that's yichud. Why? Because it's so easy to just turn off the highway to go to some abandoned location and run into trouble. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, what are you talking about? Right now, it's always easy. It's always easy to just get away and go somewhere that you'll be yichud. But right now, you're not yichud. It doesn't matter that you could eventually end up in a yichud situation. Also, another important ha'ara is that even though Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah is helpful and having other people around is helpful, having numbers of people around is helpful, when the people that are around are all prutzim, it is less helpful. The Gemara says that if the people themselves would join and participate in the Avera or don't care about the Avera, so that would be a problem. The Gemara gives the example, just like you find that sometimes 10 different Ganavim will join together to steal something that's very heavy, and they're not each telling on each other, they're helping each other. So doesn't the embarrassment factor won't play a role. So how does this all relate to cameras? So a number of years ago, a few years ago, David Lichtenstein wrote a book called Headlines. And in that book, he did a chapter on webcams in halacha. So in the introduction, the haskama to the book that Rabbi Ganak wrote, Rabbi Ganak said that when Rav Shechter Shlita gave a shir to the mashkichim at the OU, he cited this piece on webcams. That was the haskama to the book, that Rav Shechter thought it was worthy to cite a particular piece from the book. But anyway, in there, he discusses all of the halachic ramifications of webcams. But there's an even better summary as far as Hilchas Yichud is concerned in a sefer called Ohel Yaakov. The Ohel Yaakov is a contemporary guy in Eretz Yisrael who wrote on many different topics in halacha, but he gathers all the contemporary poskim. So in the volume on Yichud on page Kuf Ayin Zayin, he suggests that you need 5 conditions to be present in order to allow Yichud when there's a camera there. Number one, there can't be any blind spots in the camera. Presumably, that's based on the idea that if you can easily escape the camera's view, that even though right now you're in the camera's view, similar to Rav Moshe's turning off the road, that right now you're in the camera's view, but if it's so easy to escape the camera's view, and this is more than Rav Moshe's, it's in the same room, and you could escape the camera's view, that would be a problem. Second condition is that the cameras have to be constantly working. Third condition is that it has to be a high-quality image where people can actually see what's happening. And a fourth condition, that people have to have consistent access to the cameras. There has to be someone on the other side, or might be someone on the other side, a reasonable concern of somebody on the other side of the camera. And fifth is that the people in the room have to be aware of the camera, otherwise the camera is useless, obviously, psychologically. They have to feel like they are being watched. And then he quotes a number of contemporary poskim that discuss the issue of cameras. And he said, Rav Eliashiv held not to rely on cameras because you could just so easily pull the plug, cut the feed. It's not always the mitzvah. You know, you're in an office, you don't have access to be able to do that. Certainly in Escape the Room, you don't have access to be able to do that. Rav Vosner, Zichron Baruch, also said that it's aser, and he thinks it's not at all like Pesach Pesach L'Rishas Rabim, because Pesach Pesach L'Rishas Rabim means a person could come in, but no one's coming through the camera. What about Chalon Pesach? So he says you can't compare the two. Lom B'Pnei Shana Medam and Nasa Maisa. There must be some sort of chilek between a chalon and a camera. Rav Nissim Karelitz, however, in Chut Shani in Hilchos Mezuzah on page Tav Chav Tes, and then was reprinted again recently in his more recent volume on Hilchos Yichud, says that the classic heterim of Pesach Pesuach and Baila Be'ir would work because they take away the reason that the classic heterim typically work, he says, is that they take away the intimate setting. They take away the feeling of intimacy and therefore take away the cheshek to do the avera. He says that's why those places work even if you could potentially escape being caught. You're not even in a situation where you feel an intimate setting. However, if you are in a place that feels like an intimate setting, it's just that there's also a fear of being caught, that's a separate heter, and follows its own gedarim. So he suggests that if you feel alone, but you're worried about being caught, it would only be mutter if you have nowhere to escape the view of the camera. But, so Rav Nissim Kralitz holds, if there's nowhere to escape the view of the camera, itaka would be mutter. Rav Yecheskel Roth is quoted as saying that if nobody is watching right now, even if people can watch later, that's not going to help. It's usher if nobody's watching right now, because Pesach Pesuach is that someone could come in and stop you. The fact that you'll be embarrassed later is not enough of a heter. So what about escape the room? So it seems that it's mutter for a number of reasons. First of all, if you've ever done it, there's somebody watching the entire time. They're even communicating with you sometimes. They're telling you certain tips or whatever. They're able to speak with you at certain times. And they can, and some of them do, come in at any time. If they see that you're doing something they don't like, that you're damaging the room, that you came with, you hit a sledgehammer with you, and just destroying the whole place, they'll come right in and they'll stop you from doing things. Yoni Rabinovich told me that there's a frum escape the room in Brooklyn where they dafka come in pachas mishir yichud every few minutes so that to make it okay for the so there you have that. you might tie in, but the people watching are prutzim. That may be the case, but it, apparently, because it's their job to be watching you, and apparently if you try to do something very indecent, they would stop you, and we know this because apparently people have tried, and they stop people from doing things that are extremely indecent. So l'chora, the fact that their prutzim should not hurt us in that case. Also, you know, it's true that they wouldn't stop basic negia, but the issur yichud is not there for basic negia. The shir yichud is the amount of time not that it takes to tap your date on the shoulder. So even though they wouldn't stop you from doing that, but that has nothing to do with the shir yichud. So it would seem, bottom line, that strictly speaking, this is mutter to do. So Yoni Rabinovich told me he asked Rav Neuberger, who said that it's mutter, but better not to. And I think what Rav Neuberger means by that is that a person should always keep in mind, particularly when dating, that issur yichud is a bare minimum. It is not a maximum. Especially when one has a prolonged relationship, kanohug b'yeshiva senu, that you need many more gedarim in terms of these kinds of things. And when people falter in this area, it's not only a violation of an avera, which is sad enough, but it gets people depressed and questioning their entire commitment to Hashem overall, and it often affects their overall level of Hashem. So yichud is a minimum, not a maximum. That's something that we should always keep in mind when it comes to any of these shaylas. Everyone have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos and chsiv chsimatov.